Shoei Lezer, Rabbi Singer, for giving me the opportunity to be able to share some words of Torah with you. I'd like to touch on a few different segments, actually, of what I imagine are interesting questions that came before us in the Beis Din in Milwaukee, and go through a little bit of how we approached these specific shailas. One issue that occurred several years ago was an interesting issue in Yuchsin. Shaila was, it was a fellow, Baal Tshuva, who was a Kayin. It was as far as he knew, as best as he knew he was a Kayin. And the Latiras Kayin was Nizer in Isurim that are relevant to Kayhanim. And he was a Garush. So he had been previously married, he had had a son and a daughter in the previous marriage. And his wife, well, Baal's Tshuva, and they had a marriage for a few years, they were divorced, and they were living separately. And the wife reveals that when she was younger, when she wasn't from, so she had, was in a relationship with a goy. No, so that's the halacha. If we're to assume it's true, with halacha of an ishu is nivela la'akum, is a zin of a zaynus, psula kahuna. Not only that, she's psula kahuna, if she taka marries a kayin, so the children are halolim. That is what the often halacha would be. Now, had she revealed this information while they were still married, the din is that we would disregard it. This is based on the Mishnah Achrayin at the end of Nedarim, that says that if an isha comes along while she's married, and she reveals that for one reason or another she's asura to her husband, so we say she's not believed, shemay now nosna ba'acher, she's trying to get out of the marriage, she wants somebody else, and hayois kain, we don't believe her. This is all if it's in the midst of the marriage. But here that she's come after she's nizgarish already, so this motive, this ulterior motive of getting out of the marriage doesn't apply. So l'chayra, she would have namanus to say what she's saying, l'chayra, we should believe her. Now, Nemanis though? Why would she have Nemanis? So, Lemaisa, let's cut straight to the halacha. The din is a din in the Torah of Yakir, that a father is Neman to say about his son, Zebini, this is my son, he's a Bechayr, or other dinim as relevant. A father has a special Nemanis, even though a father is only one person. But nonetheless, he has nemanus regarding his son to identify whatever psulim, the status of the son, whatever psulim exists with the son. Shteitna Lacha Klar, the father has nemanus of Yakir. The mother has no nemanus of Yakir. It doesn't apply to the mother. So even though we don't consider there may be an ulterior motive to what she's saying, but then again, Shilchayr has no nemanus. However, the circumstances of the Shaila really warrant looking into it further. Dino. As I mentioned, this woman was Baal's Tshuva in her younger years. She was not from at all. She attended university, and as is the opinion of many Paiskim, some take it even farther and make almost a vaday of it, but at least this creates a strong suffix in her aglayim ledavar and a real reyes in her kashrus. Lashon of some Paiskim is that since they're totally not observant, they're prutzim barayis, they're not mavchin between Yehudim and Menachrim, Lashon of Moshe. Al kopanim, so her matzav l'chor creates a serious scenario to justify her claims. But is that enough? So I'd like to suggest to shtel the sutta machloikis and del achroinim, machloikis and friedik achroinim, binyan oilim, and the atzei arozim in a different shayla. Shaila that they're dealing with is as follows. This din the Gemara, that if an Isha has a child, a married woman has a child, and she makes a claim that the child is not, yes?
Is the nemanus, do you need the nemanus of Yaakov here where she's saying on her own status that she's a Zayna?
The Chayrus is as applying to the Vlad, as applying to the Vlad, I take it as a separate Zach, right? Especially since that was the intent of the Haggadah also.
That's only the din of the child.
Right, it has ramifications. But I think either way you have to split it. And even if not, here the intent of the Haggadah is negated of blood. So I guess listen to the shaila that the binyan oilim and the atzei arozim deal with. There's a din in the Gemara says that if an isha, married woman, claims on her child that it's not the husband's child, so we don't believe her. The din of raiv be'ilus achar ha'bal, and therefore the assumption is that the child is the husband's and the child is a kosher, the child's not a mamzer. What happens if the husband has been away for a while? He's been away for 10 months, let's say. Highly unusual that she should be nis'aber and carry the child for 10 months. But the din of ishtoi, we say that the vlad is ishtoi, as unlikely as it is, but the raiv bi'ilus achar habal holds sway over the unlikelihood that the pregnancy lasted 10 months, and we say the child is kosher. So they're dealing with, when Yerayim dealt with the shayla, and Isha came along and said that the vlad is not hers, is not her husband's, the vlad is not her husband's, she was Mizana. Hitaka was away, last time he was home was Taka 10 months ago. So here, you have an interesting situation, that maybe Ishtoi only applies if she claims that it was Ishtoi. She claims the child is my husband's. Why did it take 10 months? It took 10 months, I don't know. So then we'll believe her. But in a case where she herself says she was Mizana, and it took 10 months, so perhaps that should be enough to give credibility to her claim. So, the Binyan Oilim says, and he gives reasons that will apply in our case also, he says that the Vlad is kosher. He says, A, the Vlad is the Cheskes Kashrus. He says, again, she's trying to mighty from the assumption of the Cheskes Kashrus. Secondly, by claiming that she was Mizana, she's Mesim Atzmarasha. So we have a clown in the Gemara also. A person can't testify and thereby claim that they did a Maiserishus. And he says, thirdly, if she wants to claim she was Nensa, Oynus is Leishchia. I'll call upon him. So what are, again, what's the Binyan Oilim saying? Binyan Oilim is saying, regardless of how far circumstances seem to indicate that there is truth to what she's saying, as much as this Reyesa might be, nonetheless, she's going to have, they were going to assume Kashrus and we're not going to believe her. The Atzei Razim, so the Atzei Pesachim brings down these two sheets in Siman Dalas, and hey, so he says, no. He says, when do we say that she's not going to have any, when she has an amanis, and when are we going to say ishtoi? That's dafka if there's no reisa. Therefore, we can't believe her. He says, here in this situation, the fact that it took 10, we combine, the fact that it took 10 months, it is so highly unlikely that it is indeed from her husband. And she claims it's not from her husband. He says, "Hey, Yois Cain, we're going to trust what she says because of the reis gedayel, the circumstances of this reis that we find ourselves in." So this is the machlokes between, we can define now this machlokes between the Binyan Oilim and the Atzei Razim. The Atzei Razim says, he says, "Listen, the circumstances are such that it clearly seems to corroborate what she's saying. 10 months, and she says it's not from her husband. We're going to have to believe her." And the Binyan Oilim says, no, Cheskes Kashrus, and she can't be Meis Mas Merasha. So now let's go to our case. Our case also. Here she is. She's making a claim that she was Nivla Lagai. It's a relationship with a guy. The Matzav, as we're describing it, as many places can take a hold, we have now a scenario where this is really a circumstances, a Reyesa Gedayla in her Kashrus, in her background, in her history, in her college history. So in Meila, one could reasonably assume that according to the Atzei Arozim, that when you have a Reyesa Gedayla backing up a claim which would otherwise not suffice to have Namanis, but we have the Reyesa Gedayla backing up the claim, so we Taka should believe her. According to the Binyan Oilim, however, in our case also, the Vlad is a Kashrus L'Kahuna, by her we're not going to say she's Meisim Atzmer Rishot, say she was Nivla Tehe, all the reasons apply. So in our case, the Binyan Oilim and the Atzei Arozim would have the same Machlokes. That's step one. Bimaniach. Machlokes beyond that, Atzei Arozim would apply in our case also. Now, there's another reason to potentially believe her in this case also. As I explained, an Isha who says that she's Asur Labala, according to the Mishnah Achrayna in Nedarim, she's not believed because we say she's trying to get out of the marriage. Mishnah Rishayna, however, held that she would be Nemanis, and the Ran gives a reason why we believe her. He says the reason is ilav de kushta kamra. She's saying she's mazana. If she's not telling the truth, then lo have mazalzla napsha. She wouldn't degrade herself and to relate such an episode if it wasn't true. So the question is, how about this reason in itself? Good. So the Mishnah Achrayna holds when it comes to getting out of a marriage, where Chazal's chashash overrides that. But the Svarik Shala Atzma, that let's believe her, because ilav the mezalzala, ilav the kushta kamra, leav mezalzala nafsho. So Maaser Bin Yerushalayim addresses this also. And he says that only works if she's going to claim oinus. But if she's claiming beratzen and she's being mesim atzma rasha, that we're not going to use a svara of, that it must be true because she wouldn't put herself down so much. Because klapi that, we can't hear you. You may some atzma rasha, we can't believe you. Without going through the whole story, Idris Meisher and Tshuva dealing in a similar situation, clearly says otherwise. He says, even if she's claiming she was mezana b'mezid or nivel l'goy b'mezid, she's going to be believed to say that it's true because of the svar. If it weren't true, she wouldn't say it, she wouldn't put herself down. So hayaitzim izeh, to take a tally where we're up to right now. So we have two svaras to say that we should believe her, which the Binyan Olam rejects both svaras. Again, one is the svar of the Atzia Razim, that when there's a reyes gedayla corroborating what she is saying, we should believe her. To which the Binyan Olam says, Cheskes Kashrus, Eidamei Masmerasra, forget it. Then we have the other svara, we'll call it Rav Moshe svara, it's really the svara of the Ran, but Rav Moshe applies it l'alacha. Rav Moshe svara that says, must be telling the truth, because who in their right mind would degrade themselves so much to say such a story if it's not true? To which again the Binyan Olam says, but I know the Mesa Mathe Rasha, we cannot accept it. So, Kum Techais, at this point we'll say then, that according to the Binyan Olam, because of his reason, because of the Reyes Gedayla, and according to Rav Moshe, his reason, because of, it must be true, because otherwise Le Nizal Zanafsha, so we would believe her to say that she was Taka Nivla Lagai, and the children were Taka Bichalal. According, however, to the Binyan Olam, she has no Nemanis, and the children are going to be Ksheir. That's the Chayra what would be. Enter another point. As I mentioned earlier, our Kayin is Baal Tshuva, Chayneid, but at the same time his tradition of his Kahuna is not based on solid ground. So the Gansa Sugis, Tamidim of Rav Moshe relate many different instances where what's required in order to ascertain somebody's tradition that he's a kohen is really kohuna. But here in this specific situation, the family going back was not from for generations, not necessarily affiliated with going to shul either. It's certainly enough to make a suffix in his actual, it wasn't coming to be done whether to make him ois kohen, so to speak, but certainly enough to Shafa Suffolk in his kahuna. Memela, here's the punchline. Come to Chayis Azai. I said that we started the story with they have a son and a daughter. And we want to be done if they are halalim or not. The din of the son and the din of the daughter will be different. It comes out like this. Let's look at the son first. Let's look at the tzedadim of the son. First of all, maybe Tata's not a Kayan. That's one side. Maybe he's not a Kayan. Even if in which case the son is a fine Yisrael. Right? The son is a fine Yisrael. If the Tata's not a Kayan, the son is a fine Yisrael. What if the Tata is, yeah, Kayan? So maybe the din is that the mother has no Nemanis. Right? As we said, according to the Binyan Olam, the mother has no Nemanis. In which case, Vaita, the son is kasha. So we have a Sfek Sfeka, Lahakshir, the son, maybe not, I want to go the other way. Let me back up a step. Again, according to the Gay of the son, we have the first side is, Efshir, the father is not a Kayin. In which case, the child is a Yisrael, and he's Mutter in Psule Kahuna. If we say that the child is a Kayin, maybe the mother is Nemanis. on the tzad that the mother is nemanes, the son is a cholol and he's mutter psulei kohuna. Come to chayis, we have a sfek sfeika v'negeya the son to be machsher him to marry psulei kohuna, which lemaisa for mishpachas of bali tshuva is no small feat. The reality is this opens up a welt of possible shidduchim. This is a major concern, these mishpachas. So the reality is, again, so b'negeya the son, Aleph, first of all, maybe his father b'chlal wasn't a kayin. And even if the father was a kayin, maybe the mother's nemanes, and he was neschal. So come to chayis, you have a sfek sfek to be makshir the son to marry psulei kohuna. B'negeya the daughter, we have a sfek sfek also. First of all, right, we don't want her to be a chalola. We want her to be able to marry a kayin if she can. First of all, maybe the father's not a kayin at all. So she can marry anybody she wants. She's not a chalol if the father's not a kayin. And even if the father is a kayin, but maybe like the binyan oilam, that the mother's not in a menace. So maybe she's father's a kayin and she's a kashra bas kayin. So come to chayis that it would end up in this case, you'd have a situation that mitzad the son, you have a svek sveka saying that he's kashra l'psulei kohuna. The daughter, you would have a svek sveka saying that she'd be kashra to marry a kayin. That's the.
And you must command him stomach, and he's not a kohen.
What? And he wouldn't be a kohen.
The son.
The son would talk. Wouldn't be a kohen.
He's talking not a kohen.
He's talking not a kohen. He's talking not treated as a kohen. He's talking married to Giyaris.
Do the kids themselves have their own cheskes conscience?
Yeah. According to the, this is a very interesting question.
So no matter what she may be believed about herself,
this is Nemas. All these svaras are b'negeya kriyani dinam on the children. Going back to the previous cases also, all the Achrayim are dealing with the children, whether it's Shailas of Kahuna, whether it's Shailas of Stam Kashrus, and your question would be, the point of your question could be, which is goes into a whole different sugya, a Cheskes Kashrus, which may have been based on a false assumption. In other words, according to her claim, there never was a status of Kashrus. That's according to her claim. Again, the assumed status, though, all along, was Cheskes Kashrus, and that's the Binyan Island says explicitly, claims Cheskes Kashrus.
So they can marry whoever they want, basically.
That's the goal. And that's the conclusion. Yeah. Anyway, the MS is, okay, I just have to post a lot of these shots, whatever. I'd rather than take what I'm saying as lemaisa, as even though some of it was, and again, all was obviously with proper consultation, but I'm here just l'chidudi to talk and learning. Please take it as such. Yeah. Especially mitzad the girl, that's really another step. It's pushing it even further. But the guy be the son, l'chayidach pashto. All right, that's act one. Act two. Okay. Then another uvd as follows. He's a younger man. He's makurav in Russia. And he had chaverim that were makurav along with him. And they made a shein, a chasana. He's mechabit two of his chaverim to be aidim by the chasana, to be witnesses, aid the kedushin. And time goes by, he has one child, a second child. I don't know how it was revealed to him, but somebody revealed to him, as he comes asking, he says, one of his aidim, one of his good friends, there's no bal tshuva, no makur, he's a guy. The mother had no geiris bechlal, the mother had no yichs bechlal. This young man's mother was a goy. He identified himself as a yid. His father was Jewish, so they're all good friends. They want chabura, so he assumed. So the shaila is there a need to do kedushin again, or is his mind? He came asking Golden Voihol that he's living out of wedlock. So the first question is as follows: there's a Marivail, famous Marivail, that says if you have a situation of Eidim that are nismana, that are appointed, let's say talk about a chasana, for Kiddushin, Eid Kiddushin, and they turn out to be relatives, or one of them is apostle, we have the klal of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karavai Apostle, Eidusan Betayla. What's it relevant? Talk to Mariv, you got a whole oilam. You have everybody's attending the wedding. Everybody can be kosher Eidim at the wedding. So he says, sorry. He says, since you designated the Eidim, so, and if one of the Eidim that you designate apostle, if you didn't designate the apostle, so he's not mistarf to the group. But you went ahead, you designated the apostle, so the whole group, everybody becomes apostle. The Sri De'esh Grada says, sorry, Musbur, they don't talk about it before him, he says, if the chosin was mumana, he says, if the Masada Kiddushin was mumana the Eidim, Tanya just wouldn't apply. It helps him in his case, doesn't help him in ours, because in our case, the chosin was the one who was mumana the Eidim. So according to the Mariv, we have a problem. A goy the apostle Eidus, which is what we're really going to talk about, is he, what his status is. But a goy is apostle Eidus. So nimsach and then karve apostle Eidus and betayla, and you could have had scores of kasha Eidim present, so go to shelfer. Not that's a good time, but no, because if a person thinks he has kosher kedushin already, he's not going to be baylish and kedushin. Einu d'maisa bilos bilosnus means that a person, rather than have casual beer, would have quote unquote holy matrimony. He would have a religious marriage. He thinks he has it already. Ramesh says a similar svara, for example, in his famous machleik sort of Henkin, whether he's secular marriages. Reform marriages, chedayim need a get or not. So Rav Moshe says, Rav Henkin would agree to me by a reform marriage. He says, because they think they have a religious marriage already. Because Eidat Masi Blasus just means that he will be boiled if he doesn't think he already has real kiddushin, then he will go ahead and it will be boiled l'shem kiddushin. But if he thinks he has, so that wouldn't apply. Maisa.
Why is it telling you to come and cover apostle? And when you're a man of the
Aiden,
you're not coming
to fuck
everyone else.
That's a new thing that everybody says. I got married to somebody who didn't say that. Exclusive of everyone. But, not that, yeah, the type. And yeah, if you did that, then wouldn't need anything to start. It's exclusive of everyone. Anyway, by the way, in that case, Rav Henkin said, I don't agree. Anyway, but that's a different shmos. So Al-Kopanim says, according to the Mariv, we got trouble. There were no Kasha Eidim at the Chasm. Because this one apostle knocks everybody down. There's a famous Chasam Sofer, though. Chasam Sofer talks in such a situation. The sheet of the Chasam Sofer is not alone. There's Chavis Yoyer, there's Ramshik, which comes from the Chasam Sofer, and in the Chavis Yehuda. He says like this. Chasam Sofer is dealing in the following case. He says that it was a Minigenstadt, and to play it safe, to make sure that they're always going to have kasha edim and don't fall into any problems. So, by every chasana, the rav and the shamas are the edik kedushin. Like that doesn't shayla. Don't have the rav and the shamas. The rav and the shamas. No, by hi hayoyin, they woke up like 2 weeks after chasana. They realized that the shamas' cousin was the chasan. So they always had the rav and the shamas. Rav and the shamas. The shamas with the karv. So they went running to chasam sofer. What are we going to do now?
Right. Is that called karv?
It was a karv. That's possible. It was a karv. That's possible. It was a kind of this fossil. Yeah. So he says like this. So Chasam Sofer says like this. Interesting, Chasam Sofer Bechlal. He says, all right, we're going to work through the Shaila. He says, but I don't know what you're making a fuss about. He says, go on private, div kedushin again, and it's finished. We're going to have to waste paper for it. Everybody says, okay, you're asking, we'll give it right a tshuva. So he says, in Maritik Echirish in the tshuva, Baruch Hashem, it happened, and he writes this tshuva. He says like this. He says, you're looking for Eidus? He says, no problem at all. He says, if there's a chasna that goes on, and there's a kashim misadik kedushin by that chasna, there's a rav, a regular shtatz rav who's being misadik kedushin, you know who knows that they're married? You know who the eidim are? He says, anan sahadi. He says, we're all eidim. Even if you weren't watching what happened, we're all eidim. You know there was a chasna, you know there was a chuppah, as long as you know that it was a kashir rav. So he says, anan sahadi. We are witnesses that the. So maybe Emsech and Karav Apostle can bust up Anan Sahadi also. So he says, no. Who do you think the Anan are? Anan is everybody, Krek Sheirim Upsulim. And therefore, he says, there is no Paslus of Nimsech and Karav Apostle by an Anan Sahadi. Go ahead.
At the Adai, that is what's making it in Davish of every Pachas Mishtayim. They are the Shtayim. Now you're only back to one.
Why do you want to knock down everybody else?
There's a Mitzvah. You're making it.
So that's what Rav Lachman told. They didn't say you were too exclusive of everybody else. These are the two that are in this manner. There's no. It's the connotation is not exclusive of everybody else.
That's by definition, because you have praying there. It has to be
Adam Eidai. What's
it? Not Adam Eidai.
No, because that's what we say. The ones that are psulim, if you don't designate apostle, he's not part of the group. That's for sure. But the ksheirim could be. And the Tzam Seif is saying, forget the whole story. He's saying when you're talking Anan Sahadi, it's irrelevant. Echad Karvei Pasul is when you're disqualifying people. These people are, where it's a concept of Anan Sahadi, the Velt is the item. Al-Kopanim. It's a Tzam Seif is Akhdavai. So he says like this. So it comes out like this, L'chair. So I put level one. So you have Machlaikis the Ma'ariv and the Chassam Sofer and Udi'ime. Whether we say Nimse Achmei and Karav Apostle in such a situation, according to the Chassam Sofer Mikra, then you shouldn't need another Chuppah, or you shouldn't need another Kiddushin. According to Ma'ariv, you would. But we took on an assumption. I made an assumption over here. I said that by a guy, you say Nimse Achmei and Karav Apostle, I do some betayla. Let's say somebody goes ahead and he says for Edis, I'm a man of Ruvain and Shimon and the tree. Tree can't be an aid. You bet it can't be an aid. There's no shaykhs to being an aid. When do you say Nimsech Men Karvei Apostle? Somebody who is in the parasha of Edis, but he's apostle of Edis. So we say after his Karvei Apostle, so Edis is all bottle. So Meicha Taisi that a guy is an aid Bechlal. So Lemaisa, the Achrayim do discuss it, and there's Machlaikis. Minchas Chinuch says as follows. Minchas Chinuch says it's a Machlaikis Rishayim. Depends on what the paslus of a guy Le'edus is. Says so, Hazai. The Rambam says, Lashon Rambam is Avodim Apsulim, he says, Goyim Kolshkein are Apostle Le'edus. It's not just Xerius Akasim, he's not Ochiv. Question of Taisus, also Taisus like that. Also, a guy is mufka from being an aid because he's not achiv. He's a pasul. There's a cause. Rashi, a guy says she also with other rishayim that say this, that the reason the guy is pasul is because the guy is a shakran. You can't trust what he says. Meaning, his question is him and Atayri is kosher. The guy, he's kosher, but since what he's saying cannot be trusted, that's why he cannot be an aid. According to the Rambam, he's not an aid at all. This is how he says it. We're going to discuss in a second how we understand it. He says, according to the Rambam, he's not an aid at all because he's mufka from being an aid. Mele, you wouldn't say Nimsech Mem Karvei Apostle. He's not in the picture. He's like a tree. Masha'en Kain, according to Rashi, he really is the Parsha of Aedis, but he's apostle because we can't trust him because of Hashash Meshaker. So therefore we would say, Nimsech Echad Mehem Karvei Apostle Eidusam B'Teila. As Isaac de Minchas Kenach. I just wanted as a sidebar, I would discuss it, it's a tzarchian on both tzedodim of the Minchas Kenach, the clarity he says it with. He says, first of all, he says, a guy is mufka from Eidus because it's the Xerus HaKosov and Karev. Karev, what you do say, Nimsech Mehem Karvei Apostle Eidusam B'Teila, it's the Xerus HaKosov. So why is it so pasha to the Minchas Chinuch that the Gzeirus HaKosev, that's Mafkia Goy according to the Rambam, means he's Mamish Mufka, and it's not just like Karev, that's one Ha'ara. And another noteworthy Ha'ara is what he's assuming according to Rashi, that if it's Chashash Meshaker, so Be'etzim he's an aid, but he's possible because of Meshaker. So let's analyze that for a second. The Gavra is kosher. It's just that the statement, his Haggadah, cannot be accepted. His Haggadah can't be accepted. So Me'eich HaTeisu, we say, Nimsech Mehem Karvei Apostle on that. These would have a group of people. One is a psul in the Gavra, in the Aedis. So you say, he falls, everybody falls. Here, he's, not only kosher, he's Be'etzim, he's Mamash kosher. It's just I can't accept his Haggadah. And there really is a makar for this. Ricky Vega, in the beginning of Gittin, talks about Edim who are assigned on the get, and one of them signed Shaloi Lishma, which is a problem. You can't say Nimsech and Karvei Apostle in such a case, because the Gavra is kosher, it's just his Haggadah, meaning his signature, is not acceptable. So it's very similar. And Lemaisa, the stipla, has a totally different shot of Ricky Vega. But just to introduce the Shailen, the Svara, so, but Lemais, we're going to go with the Menchus Kenach, with what the Menchus Kenach again says, to the question, do we say by a guy, if one of the Eidim is found to be a guy, Nimsa Echemem Karav Apostle Eidusim B'Teila, Zok the Menchus Kenach, it's Machlaikis Rambam and Rashi. According to the Rambam, we're going to say that he's not an aid b'chalal. He was not in the group to say he'll disqualify the group. Masha'en Kain, according to Rashi, he's in the group, and Meili is going to disqualify the group. That's the Minchas Chinuch's view. There's a Nesivus who also goes on the Inyan. Short Nesivus. He says like this. He says, what happens if you have a group of aid and one of them is an Isha? Would you say Nimsa Akhamim Karvay Pasla Dusan Bataila? Isha's Pasla Aidus. So Zukta Nasivas Avadanat, she's not an aid at all. And he goes, he means Rayas. And then he says, Who Adin Cotton Vagai? The Bakhal not Aidim. So if one's a cotton and one's a Vagai. So Kim Tchais the Nasivas is of the opinion. He says, as far as Shutin is not toilet in any Machlakes Rishainim. And he says that by a guy, that he's not in the Eidus at all, and Avada, all the other Eidim can stand. So, Mela, let's go back to our case. Our case, Ashayla was, one of his Eidim was a guy. So do we say that knocks out everybody else that was at the Chasana? So in order to be Machmir, you're going to have to pile a few Chumras up over here. First of all, you're going to have to say like the Ma'ariv, not like the Chasam Seifer. According to the Chasam Seifer, Anan Sahadi was a Kosher Chasana, I don't care about the Eidim. According to the Ma'ariv Taka, we have a problem. But even according to the Ma'ariv, it's only a problem. According to Rashi, according to the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Sivis, it's B'chalal not a problem. According to the Sivis, also he's added. A guy is B'chalal not an aid.
So according to some said, why B'chalal need an aid him anyway? So just say every time, I don't know.
It's just because it's valid by the Eved. Also in terms of being Levar. I don't know. It's a good horror. What?
Give it a kibbut.
He has a good time. He's short to kibbutim. Okay, it's what to talk about. It's good. I had a horror. All right. So it comes out again. So according to the whole problem would be Aleph, if we're chayish for the Ma'ariv, and even according to Ma'ariv, maybe the guy's not in the group at all. Tahainu, according to Rashi, according to Minchas Chinuch, you have a problem. According to Sivas, it's not a problem at all. But Lemaisa, like Chasam Sofer says in his case, he says, Miyais Toiv, he says, Du Kedushin again, and then there's no Shailas at all. Right, that's the second parasha. Let's talk one more. And a Shaila like this, mentioned last night, the other night. And a Shaila a few years ago about a Baal. Secular people, he left his wife without giving her a get and went off to who knows where. There's no place, there's no kosh, there's no siddur gittin there, there's no bezdin, there's no, it's not possible to do anything. Then all of a sudden, they have a son together, and the son's having a bar mitzvah in town. And father's coming, Gevaldik. Still coming, we ask him to do a get. Turns out he's coming on Saturday morning and he's leaving Saturday afternoon. He's from the Ma'achrim Lovely and the Ma'arim Latais. So the Shaila is, can we take Minuyim from him? Can the Sofer and the Eidim take the instructions from him on Shabbos to write the get the next day? That was our Shaila. Can we matter to do that? So it turns out it's very interesting. Kum Tchai Sazai. You notice it did of Ein Megarshin B'Shabbos. Right? It says it's more than Bay at the end of Bay, Ein Megarshin, and Hu Adin Ein Megarshin. Why? What's the reason? So Tosfos says, listen carefully to what the reasons are. The reasons are important. So Tosfos says the reason is because for Ein Megarshin, it's just like Ein Megarshin, because Nirke Koine Kinyan B'Shabbos. It looks like he's being Koine Kinyan on Shabbos. Yeah, it's Kinyan. L'maisa, if you learn the Gemara Kipshutai, the Gemara's Mashmah says, brings a whole list, and says, V'kulu tamamai, gzeir shemi yichtayv. So I can't deal with how the Tosfos deal with it, but as you follow through in the Achronim, you attack, you see that these two reasons exist. One reason is the reason Tosfos mentions, Ein Megarshin, because it's Kaina Kinyan, the Mishnah Kedushin, Kaina Satzma, one of two ways, gets is one of two ways. She's Kaina Satzma, so it looks like Kaina Kinyan B'Shabbos. And the other one, gzeir shemi yichtayv. It's even just giving the get, but still it's a legal act, so maybe I come to record it. Nafkimina, between these two reasons, is our case. Lemaisa, we're not doing the get. All we're doing is taking down, taking diminuim. So kaina kinyan, zikha is not. Zikha no kaina kinyan b'shabbos, over here is no kinyan. On the other hand, shema yichtayv, we could argue, chazal gozru specifically on this, or we can say, no, zil basr taima, and if here, if anything, there's more reason shema yichtayv, because you're taking the instructions, you're not going to write together till tomorrow or whenever. So shema yichtayv is you talking what apply. So if you look in the later akhra and getting down to the bottom of it, the Aruch HaShulchan brings the town of Ein Megarsh and Lefish and Inik Kaya Kinyin B'Shabbos. That's the Aruch HaShulchan, Ein Kaya Kinyin B'Shabbos. If that's the reason, we're okay. That's the reason we're okay. Mishnah Brura brings down Stamas HaGemara that says Al Shema Yechtaiv. According to Mishnah Brura, Lechari would have a problem. However, there's an exception. There's an exception based on the Gemara. By Shchiv Merah. Passing Shulchan Aruch also in two places, in Aruch Chaim and in Ebenezer. Passing Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody is a Shchiv Merah, he's holding by dying, and he doesn't have any kids, and if he dies, his wife will be zekuka to a yavam, who knows where, or who knows if he'll give a chalitza, or whatever. So he wants her to avoid having to go through being zekuka to a yavam. So he wants to give her a get, and it's Shabbos, and he's dying. So based on the Gemara, he's allowed to be Megarasher, the get's already written, he's allowed to be Megarasher on Shabbos. Why? What's the Hatayim Megarashim? So the Ma'aseh, the Rishonim are Mechulak, and what the reason is. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer is, Im Hashoah Tzricha Lekach, if it's circumstantially necessary, it's Hashoah Tzricha Lekach, then Megari gives the case of the Shchiv Merah. Hashoah Tzricha Lekach. But Lemaisa, the Rajba, Ramban, other Rishonim, they all say a little differently. They say that the word is, that is, Na'as Tzricha Lekach, but since the Megarish is a Shchiv Merah, his state of mind, his frame of mind, is very, very delicate now. If he won't be successful in being Megarish now, Shemet Yitarev Daitai, and he may die from it. That's the reason for the Heter Shemet Yitarev Daitai. The Ritva doesn't like Shemet Yitarev Daitai. He says, hey, what does he care? He says, it's not his problem, it's her problem. He doesn't believe it's going to be Shemet Yitarev Daitai, I'll love for it. So he says, Taki, that the reason is Al Chashash Igun. So it comes out we have Machlokes Rishonim now. Why the Shchiv Merah can be Megarish on Shabbos? Is it because of a Chashash Igun? Or is it because of Shemet Yitarev Daitai? Okay, so the Nafke is full of the Nafke meaning over here. If the Svar is a Makim Igun, so we have a Matzav of Igun over here. We have a situation of Igun. So Vada, we should be matir according to the Svara that's Alts Igun Shulchan Aruch's Mashmah, Ritva's Mashmah. We should be matir Alts Adin of Shchiv Merah. Mashenkin, if the reason is Shalei Titarev Daita, like the other Rishonim, so here there's no Shalei Titarev Daita. So what's the bottom line brought down? So Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Brura argue here also. So Aruch HaShulchan brings down his Lashon is Shalei Tishar Zekuka LeYavam, meaning Alts Chashash Igun. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, we can be matir here also. We can be matir. And according to Mishnah Brura, it's Shalei Tzarev Daitai, though. According to Mishnah Brura, it wouldn't work. So come to Chais, in our case, the only Makom LaHachmir is if we take on the two Chumras of the Mishnah Brura. We have to say, Aleph, that Ein Megarshin applies here because it's all Shem Yichtei. And also you don't have the Heter of Shchiv Merah, because Shchiv Merah is the only Heter of Shalei Tzarev Daitai. So by Nisad Rabbanan, to take on the Tzvei Chumras, is a davar rachik lechari kemen matazayin.
Yeah, he's
already davar davar. Davar davar. Also, nachid rabban. It's kafti shemayin. Kafti shemayin. It's kafti shemayin. Anyway, so ma'aseh. There's another sniff to this. Also, of course, we're not going to get into, and that deals with the shail. Can he be mitzava? Because milsed iu leimatzi avid shliach leimatzi mashvid is a klal in chazal. That's something which you cannot do. You can't make a shliach right now to do it. He can't write a get now. Could he make a shliach? But there are common reasons why this doesn't apply. Doesn't apply.
Can he make a shliach to give the get tomorrow?
First, he has to be mitzavah to write it. That's the ikkikit. To write it and for him to sign it. That's the ikkikit. Yeah. Anyway, so Maisu with Matir, but it wasn't necessary. It worked out anyway before he came to be able to get him to give a get. Again, I want to thank again the Rishkayu, the Singer, and thank the whole island for coming to listen, for giving me the opportunity to share the Vritari with you. Shkai.
is...